This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr is under the Senate lights at this hour at a hearing where he's being pressed about a letter that he reportedly received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing the Attorney General, Barr, of mischaracterizing key findings in Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats want to hear it from Mueller himself. Here's ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein.
I strongly believe that this committee needs to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller about his views on the report in his March letter.
A 22-year-old man is facing charges this morning of murdering two students yesterday afternoon at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Authorities say that Tristan Terrell is charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for an uprising to overturn leader Nicolas Maduro there. But now Cuba is stepping up, as is its ally Russia, with intelligence and Russian weapons. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton assuring there's not going to be any Russian takeover of Venezuela.
We're not going to see the Russians take over a country in the Western Hemisphere, not directly, not through their surrogates, the Cubans. And that's why President Trump yesterday suggested that if the Cubans don't get off the body politic in Venezuela, they're going to face significant consequences on their own.
A lot of tweeting by President Trump this morning after a firefighters union throws support behind former Vice President Joe Biden back on Monday. After endorsing Biden for president, Trump responded today with an angry tweet saying, quote, I've done more for firefighters than this dues-sucking union will ever do. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Alabama lawmakers advancing a bill that would outlaw nearly all abortions in the state. Yesterday, the House passed the bill to make it a felony for doctors to perform an abortion unless there's a serious health risk to the mother. The bill doesn't allow abortion in the case of incest or rape, and supporters' goal is to get this before the Supreme Court, forcing the justices to revisit Roe versus Wade. The bill now moves on to the Alabama State Senate. Police are investigating after two Indiana judges were shot at an Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early this morning. Police have not released their names, but reports say they're both Clark County judges, and one judge is stable while the other is in reportedly critical condition. Police first said that an argument started at a nearby bar and escalated into the gunfire that injured the judges, but detectives later said the argument started in the White Castle parking lot, and there's no evidence that the two judges were targeted. And South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the ninth Democratic presidential candidate to release his tax returns. Buttigieg released 10 years of the returns this morning, the joint return with his husband showing an adjusted gross income in 2018 of a little more than $150,000, his effective tax rate 13%. He ranks ninth of the 2020 candidates to have released returns so far as income. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. The question that is before us is, do armed guards prevent school shootings? And in light of what's happening, and you you may have heard the earlier interview, if you missed it, with Rabbi Steve Leader about the shooting in Poway, California, and that our religious institutions being under attack, regarded as soft targets, but we need to harden them up. And I think this is the conclusion that many are coming to with these traditional soft targets. Whether it's a school, a religious institution, you know, we need to be all the wiser for the things that are happening. Well, Dr. John Lott joins us now to address the question of whether or not armed guards prevent school shootings. John is a world-recognized expert on guns and crime, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and top-selling author of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. Dr. John Lott, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Always good, especially in light, John. Initially, we're talking about preventing school shootings, but we could extend that as well to religious institutions in light of what recently has occurred in Poway, California, and in the South.
Yeah, no, we've had 2 shootings this last weekend.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think things are pretty clear. You have to have someone there who can readily respond to these types of attacks. Mm-hmm. And that I think guards, somebody who's identifiable as a guard, has an incredibly difficult job trying to stop them. Right. Because if you're going to have an attack and you have somebody who's identifiable as a guard, let's say because they're in uniform, and they're the only ones who are believed to have a weapon, they're going to be the first ones killed.
Exactly.
In that type of attack. Sure. And it's very difficult if you have one guard to, you don't have eyes in the back of your head. It's hard to, pay attention to everybody who's going on there. I mean, if you've been doing this for a while, week after week, these are rare attacks. There's a reason why if you look at capitals or other things, you always have police go in groups of at least 2. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they do that is that if an attack occurs and one officer is killed first, then the other one at least may have some chance of responding. Mm-hmm. So putting one person there is really an incredibly difficult and thankless job in the sense that they're likely to die if an attack occurs. And so the advantage that you have of concealed carry is that you take away that strategic advantage that those killers have.
Exactly.
They have, you know, and it also, if you do still have a guard, it makes the job of the guard much easier because the killers know then that if they go and start attacking the guard, they reveal their position and they have to worry about somebody behind them or to the side who might be able to stop them.
Right. Yeah, I, and this is just me, John, and it could be a bit naive, but I've always held to the Roman form of defense and attack, and that is the power of four. They always moved in equations of four. To the point, to reinforce what you're saying, but also that it gave them a 360-degree perspective on things. But at least...
Skills and other things. I mean,
I'm sorry, say that again?
In the military today,
yes.
you look at SEALs, they're usually teams of at least four.
Yes. So there, I think there's some things there to consider, but minimally... what you're suggesting, two that would be unidentified to somebody coming in, you know, to a soft target, whether it's a school or a religious institution, to where you know they're not walking around with crosshairs on their back,
right. I mean, we just put out a report on school shootings this last week,
mm-hmm.
where we looked at all the school shootings from 2000 through 2018. And, anything from a discharge where which was by accident, where nobody was shot, up mm-hmm. through a mass public school shooting. And there's well over 300 of those cases during that period of time. One thing people have to realize is that there are 20 states that, to varying degrees, actually have teachers at schools carrying guns.
Mm-hmm.
You have places like, during this time period, such as Utah and New Hampshire and Rhode Island, where if you were a teacher and you had a concealed carry permit, you're automatically allowed to carry mm-hmm. at your school.
No questions asked.
Right. And then yes. you have others where it's a decision made by the school district or principal or somebody like that, whether or not teachers should be able to carry at that school. And you have well over 300 school districts in Texas. You have over 200 school districts in places like Oklahoma and Ohio. Across the country, you have teachers carrying guns. And so we looked at this, and what we found was that during anything close to school hours, nobody was wounded or killed or even shot at any of the schools that allowed teachers to carry. So, and the reason why this is important is twofold. One is there are lots of concerns about what might happen if you let teachers carry. So the concern is if you let teachers carry, you're going to end up with a situation where, a student gets a hold of a gun and something mm-hmm. bad happens. Or the teacher themselves is going to shoot somebody, or some other accident is going to occur. If you do have a shooting, the teacher will shoot a bystander. None of those concerns, not even once, over all those years, happened. And the other issue that you have is one of potential deterrence. And the fact that there was not one shooting, I mean, there'd be a shooting at 2 a.m. in the morning or 2:20 a.m. in the morning involving what may be related to a gang fight.
Right.
But there's no teachers around with guns at 2 a.m. in the morning.
And no students. No classrooms, right.
Right. But the point is, if the teachers are going to have a deterrence effect, the teacher has to be at least at the school
yes.
or nearby or something
right.
like that. And teachers aren't around at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so... But if you look between 6 a.m. and midnight, there's no shootings like this occurring at any school that allowed teachers to carry. And this took a lot of work because even though we knew what the state laws were at different times,
mm-hmm.
a lot of states, as I said, left it up to the individual school. So we had to contact each school when there was any type of question there and find out what the school's actual policies were at the time of the shooting. And, you know, the fact that you can't point to one attack, whereas you, all the school shootings everybody's concerned about have all occurred at places where teachers aren't allowed to carry, you know, raises real concern.
Yeah, without a doubt. The question, do armed guards prevent school shootings? John Lott and the Crime Research Center, Prevention Research Center, has done their study, and he's revealing the research right now. We've got more on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? 'Cause without you holding my heart,
the thing that matters to you as we continue to pursue the truth. Dr. John Lott continues with us. This is a report from The Trace, an article asking the same question that we're asking today, and that is, do armed guards prevent school shootings? As is in much of America, the response to school shootings has been to put more guns in school. Seems to be a common sense reaction. The writer says, in line with the National Rifle Association's position, that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. An increasing number of police, usually known as school resource officers, have been assigned to guard students. Florida is considering legislation to allow teachers and administrators to carry guns on the job, bringing to 9 the number of states that allow school staffers to go to work armed. That might be a little bit in conflict with John's research, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. One Florida town hired veterans to keep watch with assault rifles. The presence of guns in school is, in fact, is a fact of life for millions of American children. 43%, according to this report, of public schools had an armed law enforcement officer during the school year of 2015 to 2016. And this was released by the National Center for Educational Statistics. And that doesn't include the unknown number of schools that employ armed private security guards or armed teachers or administrators. John, the bottom line of all this is that it's common sense, you know, that we need to protect our children. And what's the best way in which to protect our kids?
Sure. But just so you know, The Trace is Michael Bloomberg's news
yes.
outlet.
Right. Well, but even from, you know, to give perspective in terms of some bracket here to the conversation, and I knew it was prejudicial, but you could tell just the way it was written, but that's okay. Let's bring all the viewpoints together.
No, I understand.
Right?
I understand.
And that's my point.
I'm just giving the audience some perspective.
Right.
On
exactly.
Where, and, well, I mean, on our website, we list the laws, and we also list schools mm-hmm. that have it. And I guarantee you, we have schools that are identified with news articles and links that are more than 9 states that have schools that have teachers that carry.
Right.
So, I mean, I think Bloomberg, he likes to make these things seem relatively rare so that legislators have less confidence. I mean, if you
right.
go and you say, just the extreme, if you said like 2 states have tried something
right.
or 9, mm-hmm. you know, it sounds like it's a lot riskier proposition that you have less information. My point is, so much of the gun control debate involves things that might possibly go wrong, and Bloomberg's groups are surely push that angle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't need to guess here.
Right.
We can go and look. And it's not just these 20 states. You have had states that have had these types of rules for over two decades.
Exactly.
And so, if there were these concerns, if the concerns were actually practical, I mean, look, is it possible that a teacher could accidentally shoot somebody else? Sure, it's possible. Is it possible that a student could get a hold of a gun and use it? Yeah, it's possible. But let's look to see whether or not these things actually occur.
Exactly. I mean, look,
mm-hmm. we have over 7% of adults nationwide, and if you kind of remove the 7 restrictive states that have these rules, you have over 10%, the so-called may-issue states. So if you look at 43 states, you have over 10% of the population in the 43 right-to-carry states that have civilians that have concealed carry permits. You go to a movie theater, you go to a mall, you go to a restaurant, you go to a grocery store, the probability that someone is going to have a permit concealed handgun near you in these 43 states that have over 10% of the adult population with permits is incredibly high. You would never know if
right.
somebody near you in a restaurant at the next table next to you has a permanent concealed handgun. You're not going to know whether the person in front of you in the line at the grocery store has, or behind you, has a permanent concealed handgun. The only time you're going to know if they're armed is if something horrible happens, and they have to be there in order to try to protect you and others there at the store. And so
And the same thing is true with teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Well, John, let me stop you there for just a second, because you bring up a good point here, is that if the case, I mean, you know, these what ifs that Bloomberg and others are using here, if that was the case with the number of concealed carry that we have in 43 states, as you state, how many accidental firings of a gun have taken place? And these kind of things that they're bringing up, I mean, what offers any kind of credence? If this isn't happening in 43 states, why would we selectively think it's going to happen at a school?
No, you're exactly right. Look, last year we had about 17.5 million concealed carry permit holders in the United States. You now have 16 so-called constitutional carry states where you don't even need a permit to be able to carry.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows how many people are legally carrying in those states, but it's a lot more than the 17.5 million.
Right.
And yet, you know, you look around and you just don't see any of the problems that they're talking about. With the concealed carry permit, we can go and look to see who's had their permit revoked. If you accidentally fire your gun in a public place, you're going to lose your concealed carry permit, and you'll probably face some charges.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't see that. I mean, these people lose their permit for any firearms-related violation at thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. And the vast majority of those are for very trivial reasons. They're for either somebody accidentally carrying their gun into a gun-free zone, like mm-hmm. somebody forgets, you know, like the former coach of the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, forgetting that he has his handgun with him when he tries to go through the metal detector,
mm-hmm.
or you have a situation where somebody forgets to have their permit with them when they're carrying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vast majority of those cases, and yet even with those, you're talking about thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. You can compare it to police officers. Police officers are convicted of firearm violations and much more serious ones
mm-hmm.
at a rate that's about 10 times more than civilians with concealed carry permits are. And it's rare. Police officers are rarely convicted of any type of crime, and they're rarely convicted of firearms-related violations relative to the general population. So, for misdemeanors and felonies, you're talking about police officers being convicted at about 1/20th the rate of the general population on a per capita basis. And so civilians are convicted at about 1/10th that rate. So, you know, you're talking about concealed carry permit holders being convicted of misdemeanors or felonies at about 1/220th
right.
the rate of the general population.
Well, and I think that concealed carry holders have been mal-reported and misaligned with this agenda that they would want to promote. It's not like, I mean, concealed carry people I've been around are extremely responsible, and they take their concealed carry responsibilities very seriously. I mean, they know that if they release a round, they own that round, and they better have clear justification if they have to, you know, use that weapon.
Yes, exactly right. People can find more on our research.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
At our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
Well, John, as always, we appreciate all the hard work that you've been doing and the information that you're putting out there to, counter the false narrative that's going out there. This is what we're all about. And, because we, like you, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And it takes hard work to do that. Dr. John Lott on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr is under the Senate lights at this hour at a hearing where he's being pressed about a letter that he reportedly received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing the Attorney General Barr of mischaracterizing key findings in Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats want to hear it from Mueller himself. Here's ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein.
I strongly believe that this committee needs to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller about his views on the report in his March letter.
A 22-year-old man is facing charges this morning of murdering two students yesterday afternoon at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Authorities say that Tristan Terrell is charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, NEURIVA.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Wade Likens, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, I need to apologize to you for those of you that attempted to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, to win those free tickets to Breakthrough and also a copy of the book. We had some email problems over the week. I apologize to you. I'm so sorry. And hopefully that's going to get cleaned up later on today. So try again later on this afternoon. Send me your name. We're still giving away tickets. So, we'll put them in the hopper. You know how that works. Make sure you include your address and, send it to bill@billmartinezlife.com. If it bounces back at you, give it a little bit of time and then try it again later on tonight. I apologize. Look it, we want you to participate. We've got tickets to give away. And so, you know, if you didn't enjoy Breakthrough over the weekend, or maybe you did, and if you're a winner, winner, chicken dinner, you can pass it and play it forward, just like us, because we're givers. You know, we just pass that forward to you so we can have a great time and enjoy a great movie. Oh, my goodness, the response and feedback that we have heard from this and is really terrific. And I think it scored number 3 at the box office. And we'll talk more about that with Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com a little bit later on. With us right now is State Democratic Senator John Milkovich, author of the book on Bob Mueller. And he joins us right now to talk about, you know, the fallout of this Mueller report and where we are right now. John Milkovich, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We got it through. We got through Easter. It was really peaceful. So that was positive. And I think that people are, a bit worn out. I mean, certainly it would seem like the Republicans are, because they are, they're almost sitting back and kind of waiting for, I don't know, some polling evidence to say that, things are okay. This Mueller report, if anything, it just muddied up the waters all the more after 60-some million dollars in total of this investigation, 30, 35 million just in their part alone, another 30 or so million, here and there. I mean, after all, it's only the people's money. With the, the Senate and other congressional hearings and committee hearings, it's a lot of money to put into something that after it's all said and done, we come up with this kind of gobbledygook.
Well, and I understand that Mueller's report, which has been released in redacted part, still trying to throw really denigrate the president and make accusations against him. But, Bill, this is my question. When did Robert Mueller, when did he drink truth serum? When did he undergo a drastic personality change from being a professional prevaricator? When did he repent of his untruthfulness and his cover-ups for a period spanning 30 years in the Department of Justice and the FBI? And, of course, we've talked about him, the Whitey Bulger cover-up, Pan-Am-103 cover-up, BCCI, shove evidence under the rug, 9-11, fly the Saudis and bin Ladens out of America after 9-11, anthrax cover-up for the guilty parties, target people that didn't do it, weapons of mass destruction, telling the Congress under oath that Iraq had them, the surveillance state, being a cheerleader for the federal government, spying on all of our conversations. And, of course, Russian collusion. We get the phony accusation against the president as a false flag distraction against the real Russian collusion, where the Clintons transferred uranium ore to the Russians, got hundreds of millions put in their Clinton Cash Foundation, plus all the things that I think wrongs that he perpetrated during the investigation. We've got 30 years of wrongdoing, and then we've got a slew of abuses in the investigation of the president. Why should we believe one word that Robert Mueller says in his report?
Yeah, and the thing, you're exactly right, John, and that I got to tell you, because of your book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, and what you've exposed in it, it does taint, can't help but taint your perspective, because you start seeing how Milkovich is kind of the king of the shell game. And, he just kind of moves the pea around. And if you're not paying attention, you miss it. And this whole situation, like what came out here over the weekend, is that they knew even before the midterms that there was no collusion. There was some conclusions that they could draw, but he wasn't about to report it. I mean, it's almost like you got the opposite of Comey. Comey was quick to go to the microphones and talk about things that Hillary Clinton had done or didn't do and how he couldn't prosecute. And then you've got the errand boy for the New World Order, Robert Mueller, just kind of holding tight, not about to let any information. So all this money that we'd been spending, I mean, they knew that they were at the end of the road. If you remember, what was being projected was that before the midterms in 2018, we were going to have an answer, that it was clear that they were at the end of the rope, but they drug it out. Now, did they drag it out in order to favor the Democrats so that the Democrats could win so many seats and take over the House? I think it's a fair question to ask.
Hey, that is a fair question. By the way, you said Milkovich was in charge of the shell game. I think you meant...
No. I meant Mueller. I'm sorry.
Bill, I'm so glad for that clarification. You
yes.
took a lot of heat off me.
Yeah, okay.
Since you've got 3 million people listening to this conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize if I said...
You're saying basically this was political drama. This was politically staged. They were going to get away with whatever they want.
Mm.
I absolutely agree. And just, of course, you're already aware of this, but William Binney and Ray McGovern are the former, one was in the NSA, one in the CIA. They both said that, look, Robert Mueller helped get a surveillance state installed in America where the government spying on our conversations, phone and cell phone, text, fax, emails, internet searches, financial digital transactions. We're being spied on in America like the government spies on people in Red China Robert Mueller is one of the people that got that in place. That what they said was that with all the spying going on and conversations, if there had been a conspiracy between Donald Trump and the Russians to rig the election, they wouldn't have even had to do the investigation. They would have had all the conversations stored, monitored, preserved in that data bank that they have. We would have known before the first lick of the investigation, before the first punch was thrown in the investigation. Then on March 5th, 2017, James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, said, look, we have found no evidence of collusion. And he went on to say, by the way, when I say we, I'm talking about FBI, CIA, NSA, and the director of National Intelligence. So he had, number one, the evidence would have been there because they're spying on us all the time. Number two, James Clapper, who was the head of the intelligence agencies of their collaborative effort, said, we have no evidence of it.
Right, exactly. Well, Peter Stroke said as much as well. Did he not? Stroke reinforced that as well, because when he went over to the Mueller campaign, he said, well, Peter Stroke, right? And he had said the same thing, that there was no collusion. And this was early on when he was transferred over to the Mueller investigative team. And part of the reason that he was glad to be over there, because he wanted to, I guess, protect the misinformation and to cover their rear ends on this deal. This is the deal.
By the way, you just said something really heavy, and I'm sorry that I don't know everything. Sometimes I don't think I don't know very much at all about anything. To whom did Stroke say that there was no collusion?
Lisa Page, in one of the texts.
One of the texts. There you
right.
go. Bang. Okay.
You see, there's so much, like, as you say, there's information there if we want to look at it. But the media's not doing us a lot of favors in pulling this out, because, see, they're not interested in the truth here, John. This is what all this is coming about. And even with Robert Mueller and all the money that we paid, you know, for this information, this, 430-some pages, even though in some cases it's simple, he just opened up questions. He basically, what he did, and I agree with Mark Levin on this, is he gave the Democrats a map to impeachment. That's really what this boils down to.
But he has no credibility because of his 30-year track record to cover up collusion and corruption, and then all the dirty tricks that he pulled, and I think potentially violations of federal law in trying to break down and intimidate General Flynn, Michael Cohen, Jerome Corsi, Roger Stone, and Paul Manafort into making false accusations.
Well, John, you're right, but do we have the wherewithal? Is the system in place to where we can hold these people accountable? I mean, John Guandolo, former FBI agent, said, Bill, this is sedition and treason, and you know what this means. I mean, wow, I'm not sure this country has the courage to really want to clean this thing up, because we're talking people in jail.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. It's about your liberty. I mean, the liberties are being taken away. And look at, if they can come after a president and affect what really is being described as a coup and get away with this, heaven help us, John Milkovich. You know, what are we going to be subject to? We've already lost so many liberties, all in the name of convenience and data sharing and all this anyway.
And national security.
And national security. I mean, it's like, okay, what kind of government do we have here? I mean, this isn't anything that our founding fathers had expected. I mean, this is supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people. And let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't start, you know, getting behind this and yell and scream and do whatever it is that you have to do as really the people in power. I mean, this is what our Constitution says, that we the people are the people in power. It's not these elites they would want you to believe. But if we just go along to get along, then, you know, the tail is shaking the dog, and it's been done this way for too long. This is why 63 million people said, look, we want Donald Trump in there. They didn't say, hey, we're going to beatify and make this guy a saint. We knew that Donald Trump is not. He's a humanoid. He's like the rest of us. We're flawed. We make mistakes, but we need somebody who is not so beholden to the deep state and the traditional bureaucracy so that we can get this country back on track. And look what he's done in 2.5 years with all the resistance taking place. And the bottom line, after everything is said on this, John, is that the elites did not want Donald Trump to be president of the United States. They knew that they couldn't control him, so they were going to do everything else that they could. So they come up with this Russian collusion delusion. And here we are, 60-some million dollars later.
Can I use that? Russian delusion, I like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, John, what do we, you know, for you as a Democrat, and you watch, you know, what Jerry Nadler is doing, and Adam Schiff and Elijah Cummings, all in the name. I mean, they tell you, well, we're pursuing, we're doing the people's business and we're pursuing the truth. No, you're not pursuing the truth. Because if you were pursuing the truth, you know, there's something about the truth that sets you free, John. You know, once it's out there, you start going, okay, it may be painful, it may be uncomfortable, but you know that you're settling in on the truth. There's not a lot of questions. The reason there's too many questions and chaos continuing is because there's too many lies that we're still, you know, deluded with. And we got to fight through all this stuff. Our spirits are not settled on this deal. We know there's something real wrong, but you know, along the way, what this is exposing, and for you as a Democrat, it exposes, you know, the political process from a Democratic perspective. It is exposing the political process, you know, for Republicans, because look at what's happening. You know, what is, and I would say not so much what is being said, it's what's not being said.
You've raised about 7,000 issues, so I might just talk about three. You're too smart, though. I don't know. It's hard, by the way, out there in radio land. If you want to go on with Bill Martinez, have your six gun strapped before you go on, because you're just Bill is a you're a gunslinger, my friend. But yeah, just a couple of things you've raised because you're rocking it. The FBI is crooked. And they almost took out the President of the United States. What do they do to ordinary Joes? They come seize people's bank accounts, bribe people to lie against you. And not all of them. There's honest agents out there. We all know this. But in some cases, the practices are to take the person's money so they can't defend themselves. They can't hire counsel. They go ahead and give breaks to people to testify against the accused. They get them off of charges. And they can hide evidence. They can destroy evidence. They can play games. Give the defendant 100,000 pages of federal discovery a week or two before trial so that he and his lawyers don't have time. I mean, just all the games are played. And by the way, the federal judges need to take some responsibility for this. There's some great federal judges, but if there's unfair trials out there and a federal judge can't give people fair trials, he needs to find another way to make a living.
That's right.
I even believe that the FBI and judges should be in the same federal building to say, well, that would cost millions to fix. Well, guess what? Justice, people paid, soldiers paid with blood to save and preserve our freedoms and our constitutional rights. The founding fathers, many of them gave everything so that we would have a Bill of Rights and have freedom and have justice. So I don't think we need the federal judges working out at the gym and eating lunch with the FBI agents hanging out in the same building. They've got different jobs. The other point that I think is that you raised, and you've raised so many so well, as you always do, you're unstoppable. I think you're right that people should get on the phone and holler at their congressman and say, where are you in this fight? Because if you're on the fence, you need to find another way to make a living. The congressmen and senators that knew that Mueller was crooked, knew he was corrupt, knew that he was overlooking and whitewashing, along with former administrations, all the crimes committed by the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas, and didn't do anything about it, didn't take a stand, didn't holler, didn't lift their voice, raise a finger. They don't need to be in Congress.
That's right.
We need to be, and we need to look very hard at where people stood, if they stood at all. If they just stood by and didn't have the guts to stand up, then I don't think they need to be in Washington, because what Bill Martinez is saying, people, is absolutely 100% dead on, true north compass accurate. Our freedoms are under attack.
Well, and I've maintained in, you know, and especially here we are in these campaigns that are going on, especially on the Democratic side, well, almost exclusively on the Democratic side, is that you have to ask the critical question. What they're proposing with their policies, are they adding or taking away from our freedoms? You know, that's the number one question that I think is paramount to ask of these policies that they're putting out there. I mean, right now you got a lot of sensationalism going on. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, let's face it, I mean, she's becoming irrelevant. So what does she come up with? You know, she's the first one to make the case for, oh, we need to impeach the president. Really? Come on. Give me a break here. We need to impeach.
Yeah, well, and it's really interesting. But, you know, and one of the things that they emphasize on with the Dog and Pony Show is that, of course, we now know that, well, we don't know this, but we know that accusation is out there that President Trump had someone bid up the value of his portrait at a charity auction. But that's what we need to focus on. Let's forget that Hillary destroyed 30,000 emails, she or her associates. Let's forget about the fact that millions of emails were destroyed by the Bush-Cheney administration in the wake of 9/11 and the war in Iraq. Let's forget about the fact that Cheney was the CEO of Halliburton and his stock in Halliburton, according to some reports, increased by 500% after they plunged us into war in Iraq. Let's forget about the fact that there was a flood of pre-9/11 warnings. Let's forget about the fact that Mueller fibbed after 9/11 and said we didn't have a clue. Let's forget about the fact that Colleen Rowley, a top-ranking FBI agent and later Time Magazine co-person of the year, said that is an absolute bald-faced falsehood. We have a ton of intelligence before 9/11. Let's forget about the murder of Vince Foster, of Seth Rich. Let's forget about the fact that the victims that had knowledge on the Clintons ended up dead. Let's forget about the bribe to Iran. Let's forget about giving automatic weapons to Mexican drug dealers. Let's forget about the billions that were stolen by defense contractors during the war in Iraq. Let's forget about the lie about weapons of mass destruction, Whitewater, Benghazi, the Waco massacre, the cover-ups of the murders of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. What about the Waco massacre that the FBI was directly involved in? There's all these scandals going on where people in the federal government should have been in prison, and nothing happened. And what we get is 21 months of no collusion, but let's pretend there was. And by the way, did you know that Donald Trump had someone bid up the value of his portrait at a charity auction? You know, Jesus said it this way, we're straining at gnats,
yes,
swallowing camels.
Camels, yeah, exactly. Now, you know, John, when you just, as you go down the list of all these scandals and things that we have been, that have been manureized. I mean, there's just been so much federal manure thrown on all this stuff. And because they know that the people are overwhelmed, that they'll lose interest, and we'll move on until we get, we go for the next scandal.
And no one was held accountable for any of these tragedies.
Exactly. Well, nobody goes to jail. It's just like the same thing with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, right? And David Daleiden catches them on film selling baby parts,
and
he goes to jail. And Planned Parenthood is merrily we go along. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But this is the America in which we live in, where up is down, down is up, right is wrong, evil is good. But look, if we're serious about this country and the liberties and getting this country back on track and truly being great, we've got to deal with the truth. And the fact of the matter is, John, the grief to happiness ratio is extreme right now. And by that, I mean grief is the lie we're living, and happiness is the truth that is available. And what are we going to do? Are we really convicted? Are we really committed to the truth? Or are we happy just to go along and wait for another, handful or three dozen more scandals to come down the political pike here?
You're right. And you're committed. I mean, you keep hammering the truth day after day, week after week, really year after year. And what you're saying is you're really paraphrasing Isaiah. Said, woe to those. I was at Isaiah or Jeremiah. I'm going to say this on air and be wrong, but woe to those who put good for evil and evil for
right.
Bitter for sweet and sweet for
yeah,
bitter.
Isaiah, the sixth chapter. You're right. Exactly.
Come on. I mean,
yeah. Well, this is where we are. And look at the political process is downstream of our culture and our faith. And our faith is in question right now because people would want us to question whether or not God really meant what he said. And it's up to us, as he told, as he told Cain, that I think echoes down through the millennia. If you do right, will it not go well for you? Well, my question to you, America, is how well is it going? And here it is. We've got trouble here in River City, and the political process, it is stinking to high heaven because the fish is rotting, and it rots from the head down, and this is what's going on. John Milkovich, attorney, Democratic State Senator out of Louisiana, author of the book Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're doing an outstanding job, and with all the glory, honor, and praise to God.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.